And kicking it off, wow, we've got our friends with the 7 Acres Foundation, the Community Center at Lake Chelan, Scott Hutchison and Alan Meyer. Good morning, guys.
Morning, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Nice to be with you.
Yeah, nice to have you. Wow, serious progress being made on this effort. Fill us in a little bit, Scott. Give us an overview of the project, if you could.
You bet. We're really excited about our progress so far. We relocated from Anderson Road to a site that's central between Manson and Chelan, right at the base of the lookout, and we're purchasing 6 acres. Currently, the project is in the city getting our land use entitlements, and design is underway, and we hope to submit for a building permit by the end of the summer. And then those permits we hope to have in hand, hopefully by the end of the fall. So that's kind of the status of where we are, Jeff.
Wow, that's exciting news. Now, can you fill us in a little bit on what's going to be going into this community center? What all can we look forward to?
Sure. We're going to have the main building, which is about a 27,000-square-foot building that has a full-size competition basketball court. And within that basketball court, it'll hold two practice courts. It can hold 3 volleyball courts. We're going to have a handful of offices. We will have multi-purpose rooms, commercial kitchen, and just incredible facility we have designed to meet a lot of the needs of the community.
Wow.
Outside the building, we will have a competition 25-yard swimming pool, 6 lanes, 6 pickleball courts, 2 sand volleyball courts, and plenty of parking.
And I think I heard too that Holly and Ryan Moody are going to have a nice little coffee shop there at the center as well.
Yeah, we're excited. We have some great partners lined up, and B-Fit Chelan, and then Ryan and Holly's Moody's, their coffee shop. And we're working on another larger tenant for the upstairs right now, and just excited about that. We also obviously have our anchor tenant, a Real Life Church, that will have their offices there. And so, I mean, just having partnerships within the community, mm-hmm. already has allowed us to achieve grants that might not normally have come our way, but because we have these relationships and we form the agreements with them, it's really helped progress for us.
Well, speaking of grants and monies, Alan, maybe you can fill us in a little bit on the fundraising status. I know there have been a lot of folks who have been extremely generous in their contributions.
That's very true, Jeff. We have a total goal of $8.5 million, and thus far we're up at about $4.8 million. So we've exceeded the 50% mark in fundraising, which is terrific. We're at 57% approximately. It's come from a variety of sources, a lot of generous local donors, as you mentioned. We've had some family foundations chip in, and we've also applied for more than one government grant. So that's a good combination of possible resources. Our biggest news lately, Jeff, was a donation of $500,000 from the NAMES Family Foundation. They are headquartered over in the Tacoma area, but they have deep roots in the Chelan Valley region, and what a generous donation that was. And you know what? We'll get there. Mm-hmm. We'll get there. And the level of enthusiasm for this project is really heartwarming. I've really been pleasantly surprised when I mention this to people, how excited they are about the project.
Yeah, that's great. Do you anticipate any further grants coming your way for this project?
Yeah, we do. I don't want to get specific names, but yes, we have definitely sent out some additional proposals, and there's a lot going on behind the scenes, so to speak. Don't mean to be secretive, but
sure.
I don't want to let the cat out of the bag too soon. But yes, we are actively pursuing a number of different options.
That's fantastic. What's the timeline here that people should be aware of?
Well, the exciting thing, which we hope will happen, and again, I say hope because with the pandemic and everything, it's kind of day-to-day with everything, it seems. But we are targeting a groundbreaking this September, so just a few months from now, and we will make that a public event, by the way. We would like everybody to come out and watch that shovel go in the ground for the first time. So that's what we hope to do, and we think there's a good possibility we can break ground in September.
Oh, man, exciting times. So how could KOZI listeners lend a hand and help out with this process?
Well, I guess the best way to say it, Jeff, is three words, and the last word is word. We want everybody to spread the word. There are so many people who come to Chelan in the summer and really are very fond of the area. Maybe they don't live here full time, but tell everybody that you possibly can about this project. You know, it's not just about money, although money's a huge part of it. We just want people to be as enthused about it and as knowledgeable as possible. Basically, it's, you know, the more people who know about this project, the better off everybody will be. And I want to also emphasize that this isn't just a physical building we're talking about. One of our main themes is building community, and that's what this project is really all about. You know, it's called the Community Center at Lake Chelan, which might lead people to believe that, well, it's just for Chelan and Manson residents. But no, it's Antioch, Arondo, Pateros, Brewster, Wenatchee. Anybody in this large geographic area can certainly take advantage of this great new facility.
Wow. Very exciting. Any final things that we need to share with the community at large this morning?
Well, yeah, I'd like to steer everybody to our website because it's got a ton of useful information on it. Mm-hmm. It is cc@lakechelan.org. The CC obviously standing for Community Center. Again, it's cc@lakechelan.org. The other option is to call our executive director. Her name is Ray Evans. And I've met very few people in town who don't know Ray. It's a delightful lady.
Yes.
Her number is 509-470-1819. And she could provide any additional information and obviously would also be very happy to accept any donations. But it's an exciting time for us, exciting project.
Truly is. Yeah, I know. This has been rolling around for a few years here in the Valley and finally coming to fruition. So well done. Appreciate your time, Scott Hutchison and Alan Meyer. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah, and please keep us posted on the progress. We definitely want to celebrate with you.
We sure will.
All right. Be well now. Again, it's Scott Hutchison and Alan Meyer with the Community Center at Lake Chelan. Big progress. That's going to be great, and we'll be keeping you posted on the progress right here on KOZI, where the lines are open for a second cup of coffee.